is 92.
Oh, before we went on.
Old girl? I don't know.
You go, okay, old girl, let's do this. That's what messed me up.
Who are the five Backstreet Boys? I just
Kevin.
Know everyone's...
Kevin.
I said Kevin.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Oh, it's Howie.
Howard.
That Howie's the one I was forgetting. Howie, I am so sorry, bud.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, that's...
He's definitely listening.
Oh, 100% yeah. He's tuned in.
Yeah.
Well, he was.
Yeah.
He was.
Oh, he's mad now.
Time now for Lizzie's Daily. Oh, sorry, Howie. Howard.
No, it's okay. How about sorry to me for calling me old girl before we went back
First
on?
First of all, it's a term of endearment.
Oh, no. You have never old called girl. Me old girl. Old
yeah,
girl. Okay, I'm going to call you old boy.
Okay.
Yeah,
like
you
it.
Don't care.
I
yeah.
like it.
Okay.
Old girl.
You guys are going to like this. Speaking of old girls, a 79-year-old.
What a segue.
A 79-year-old woman named Ursula hiked a mountain. She had gone up this mountain many, 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 many times before. Come on, old girl. Yeah, I know Ursula. The reason she hiked this mountain every year, it's actually kind of beautiful, is because it's where she scattered her mama's ashes. So she'd go up every single year, she'd bring flowers, and this was a pretty, you know, mile, five plus mile hike up the mountain each way. So after she left flowers for her mama and she took kind of like a moment to just like be with her spirit, she turned around and her footing was pointed the wrong direction and she fell down the side for a bit.
What's a bit?
A bit. Like I would say like ow, like a little couple rolls that the old girl had. She broke her leg. She broke her whole entire leg and she was in pain. So she called for help. She couldn't see anybody. She lay in there for a little while. She's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? My freaking leg is broken. I can't even imagine being in this. That's why it's so good to have your cell phone and all this stuff. I don't even know. Where was her cell phone? Anyway, she's yelling, help me, help me, help me. Like those commercials of the people that fall down in their bathroom and they're like, help. And they have their life alerts. Three strapping, athletic, hot hiker men come to her rescue. One is an airman, like a flying guy or whatever, Navy airman. His name is Troy. They all came to her aid. There's a picture and they are just gorgeous. With a 5-hour wait for search and rescue, the airman, Troy, decided to carry her on his back the entire way down the mountain. His two friends helped. They also passed a couple other hikers who were therapists that were able to splint her leg for her. But he carried her over 5 miles going down. So after my hike, what I hate the most, not going up the mountain, is going down the mountain because there's so much pressure on your shins and
it
your
really
toes
is, yeah.
And your foot is like at an angle and it sucks. That's where I get most of my injuries when I hike. They shared stories to distract her from the pain and she was eventually obviously taken to the hospital where doctors treated her. She's okay. She did have to have surgery, but she's very grateful for these guys and their everlasting friendship and Troy, the airman. So I just thought this was really beautiful that these three young guys helped this woman by carrying her down the mountain after breaking her leg. You never know. Maybe she falls in love with one of them. Maybe it's a cougar situation. Actually, no way. I don't know if she's a cougar. It's Puma. What is it, Matt? Puma, cougar. And then there's like an older one. There's names for it. You don't know what it
is? Nana?
Okay, I'm going to... No. Well, maybe. Maybe he calls her Nana. Anyway, I just thought that that'd be wonderful for you guys to hear this morning. You ready, old boy?
Yes.
And that's your daily off.
It's Matt and Lizzie in the morning. Morning. Weekdays from 5 to 10. Morning.
I love the morning show.
Morning. 92 Moose.
92 Moose.
WMME Augusta Waterville.
We are Central Maine's number one hit music station.
92 Moose.
If I'm turning blue, please.
number one hit music station, Matt and Lizzie in the morning. Happy birthday today, October 1st. Lucas Blaze, the big 1-2, 12 years old. Happy birthday, Luke. Hopefully you have a great day. Love your old Uncle Maddie. I said happy birthday this morning in our Snapchat group, but
you did.
Saying it on the radio makes me like the cool uncle. You know what I mean?
It does. It absolutely does. So, are you kidding?
Anybody else have their own show? Happy birthday, buddy. Hey. We'll learn about the main dating show next. I had trouble naming all five Backstreet Boys 10 minutes ago, so I'm not going to try and name all five NSYNC members.
Justin.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? It does seem that way.
Oh, and Lance.
Hey. And Lance. 7-Eleven, we've got a Moose Morning Show Mindbender coming up in a little bit here. We're going to give away some Julia Gagnon tickets.
Yay.
First, though, we had the opportunity to talk to a really cool dude this morning about the main dating show.
Yeah, so we'd now like to welcome Tegan Wright. Tell us all about it.
For Love and Lobsters is, I like to say, Maine's best dating show as well. It's also the only dating show. So, you know what I mean? So we have no real competition. The idea is to bring beautiful, lovely Maine singles together in sort of an elimination competition, battle royale-esque situation to find love.
Okay, that's cool. So you have six contestants competing against each other in three rounds. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, originally the idea was a little bit more cutthroat.
Yeah.
And I had this idea that it was going to be, you know, kind of bachelorette-esque, right? Where there's maybe a little bit of feuding. Then I started getting so many DMs from ladies who wanted to be a part of it. And they were like, oh my God, I'm so happy that this is available. Like, dating in Maine is so hard. This is such a nice thing. And I was like, oh crap, I got to like rethink this whole thing because I don't want, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. They were so happy and then they'd get here and they would just get eliminated. And I feel like I would be making Maine dating even worse.
Why don't you tell us why you did it in the first place? What inspired you to create For Love or Lobsters?
I mean, the inception is like I had this idea and I pitch shows here and there. And so I had this game show idea, like I said, which a little bit more cutthroat. And I thought to myself, like, oh, I could do, you know, I could do this. Like, I've done a couple other shows, like From Away here in Maine, different Maine based stuff. And I was like, oh, you know, I could make this a small scale thing and do it here in Maine with Maine singles. And just there's nothing like it here. You know,
no,
there's maybe a little bit of speed dating, but that's, you know, that's enough fun. You want to be on a lobster wharf, you know?
Even if you're eliminated, contestants get prizes.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the most amazing Maine brands help out. I mean, everybody's loving Love. You know what I mean? We all love Love. So we've got, like, High Roller Lobster is putting these beautiful new couples up for a date night. Oysters, Raw Oyster Bar and Bubbly also getting these couples gift certificates there. Bay Club Fitness, Beam Skin Studio, like all of these great Maine brands who just want to sort of be a part of this project.
Cool.
And make sure that, you know, even if you don't find love,
yeah,
you at least get some nice, you know, you get some nice prizes.
Okay, Tegan, let everybody know where they can find you. That's Tegan Wright on Instagram. Anywhere else?
Yeah, and on YouTube, the full episodes are going to be on YouTube, which is also Tegan Wright. So you can just sort of search it by my name. And if you want to, if you want to be on the show and take part in the fun, or just, you know, maybe you just want to win some cool Maine prizes, hit me up in the DMs on Instagram, and we'll put you in the pool of contestants.
Amazing. That's Tegan Wright for Love or Lobsters, not the first Maine dating show, the best Maine dating show. Thank you so much, Tegan.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. Take care.
92.
Elanco Animal Health work for a company that makes a positive impact by helping to feed the world every day, offers a $2,500 sign-on bonus, immediate access to health insurance, retirement plan, up to 5 weeks vacation, and more. That's what you'll find at Elanco Animal Health in Winslow. 873-398. Song does not make you feel at least 1% better than you did at the beginning of the song.
It eats.
It does. It slaps.
It does.
As the kids say. We've got your first pin to win cash, 30 grand in your hand.
What I like to call it, P to Wee.
Your pin to win at 8, powered by Affordable Manufactured Homes of Maine. Lizzie will have that code for you. It's time now for 92 Moose Tweets of the Day, powered by Barano's Wood Fired Pizza.
Yum.
Home of the first bite guarantee at baranospizza.com. Let's see what's trending on X this morning.
Okay,
this is
honey.
From an I Love Pie 84.
Okay.
Nobody laughed when I yelled Jenga as my coworker Jen fell down the stairs.
Ah!
All right, Bob Golan again. Boy, this guy every day.
Oh, Bobby.
I support marriage, but you know, married people have a much higher rate of divorce than single people.
Yep.
This is from Not Today, Eric.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to getting a full 8 hours of overthinking in tonight.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
This is so me. This is from at Natalie Wood. And I know it's a lot of you out there too, okay? I know it is. Me. I have a toothache. WebMD. Your dad is the Zodiac killer. All right. This is from it. Dexter is twisted. Me. This show sucks. My boss. Again, this is a Zoom meeting. let's see. This is from Andy Van Slyke. A hobby of mine is spending a lot of money to start a hobby and then immediately abandoning it. Same. I don't want to talk about it. This is from Cryzazy. A haunted house, but it's just rooms full of real life situations that I have to deal with.
Pretty scary.
All right. We'll give you this as your bonus tweet from Kalana this morning.
Okay.
Live, laugh, lie down in the shower.
Yeah.
There you have it. It's the 92 Moose Tweets of the Day. You can follow us at 92 Moose.
Oh, yeah. It's Matt and Lizzie in the morning.
First thing is thing in the morning.
Weekdays from 5 to 10.
92 Moose.
Family Dental Practice of Augusta is looking to add an experienced dental hygienist to their fun, dynamic practice and team. Apply today by emailing your resume to manager@familydentalsmiles.com. That's manager@familydentalsmiles.com.
92 Moose.
WMME Augusta Waterville.
We are Central Maine's number one hit music station.
92 Moose.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Shiny toy with a price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
It is Matt and Lizzie in the morning, and it is time for another cash code. We want to put 30 grand in your hand. And to do that, all you need is the 92 Moose app and your listening ears.
Yes,
your listening ears.
It's going to be a very hard one today. Your P to E is 591. That is 591. P to E.
Enter 591 right now at the 92 Moose app for your chance to put 30 grand in your hand. It's all powered by Affordable Manufactured Homes of Maine. We give you 10 codes a day, and we always remind you, they're like raffle tickets.
Yeah, the more that you enter them, the greater your chances of winning 30,000.
Your next cash code coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. 591, enter it at the 92 Moose app.
I hop up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, XX. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. Cause when the taxi man turned on the radio, and the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. My hands are playing my songs, the butterflies fly.
be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letter. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite shit. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney.
Central Maine's number one hit music station. It's a party in the U.S.
Miley Cyrus. Hey, y'all. I'm Miley Cyrus. My dad. He's my dad. What's his name? Billy Ray is my dad. Don't tell my achy, breaky heart.
It's Matt and Lizzie in the morning.
Want to be Lizzie in the morning. You can just have it be Lizzie in the morning if you want to.
You had that under control.
Oh, of course I did.
I don't even know what we were about to do.
You always make me react to you, so I'm just waiting for you to laugh at me maybe once. I always have to do fake laughs for you.
You fake it?
Women are so empathetic, though.
You
know what
fake
I mean?
It?
Oh, my God. Tweets of the da?
This whole time you've
tweets
been
of the da?
It?
Said every husband to every wife.
I thought that that was real. I thought that was real. You just
you
been faking it this whole time to build my
It's almost
ego.
Like how I negotiate. Speaking of which, on our 92 Ways Facebook page, also our question all the da is, are you or your partner a master negotiator? Please share an example of a time you nailed or failed a negotiation.
Now, I love the way you worded that, by the way.
Thank you. I like nailed
that?
Or failed, too.
I love the way you said that.
I think that's fun. Mary St. Pierre, who are is our sales exec, every day, because she gets us paid. And she does.
Right. She does.
But Mary, I asked you for an example, okay? And from Mary, also Mary, if you're listening, boop, 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 she is a master negotiator.
Right.
So maybe throw in a couple tips unless you want to keep them secret to yourself. Secondly, the reason I came up with this question today is because we had an estate sale down the road in my neighborhood.
Oh, in Louiston.
Yeah. The older lady, she passed away.
Uh-oh.
And so her daughter and her son are selling the house. So they are selling everything. That's normally how estate sales
Did
work.
Did you buy a hutch or some fine china?
No, I didn't buy anything like that. But Janelle really wanted a rake. And a roof rake and a hose.
Of course she did.
Yes, of course she did.
She's so pragmatic.
Oh my gosh, yeah. She's like, I'm going to get this for a deal. I'm not going to go over to, but here's the thing. Janelle doesn't have the negotiating skills. She'll say how
she's
much.
She's too nice. Yeah, she's
the
too
person
nice.
Will say $10 and she'll say, okay, here you go. Okay.
I want $1,000 for this. Philip said, okay.
Yeah, you know, maybe. Or she'll go, oh, I don't, you know. No,
she is
no.
So sweet, though. My God.
She's very sweet. However, yeah. She is a bulldog, and she can be a bulldog. She's my little butter. Roof, 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 roof. Normally, people will think in a relationship like ours that Janelle is like the, yeah. And I'm like the, oh, hey, I'm feminine and stuff. I'm the negotiator. So, like, I told her, don't She bought my son a wooden baseball bat.
Yeah.
For $2.
Okay, that's good. That's a good deal.
It is complete crap, the thing. It is just crap.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
It's all like, it's just, I'll show you a picture of it. It's just a really bad wooden baseball bat, but it's a wooden baseball bat. So I said, $2. I said I would have given her 25 cents. Now that's what I do. I go pretty low.
I go real low
so I can work it back up to a real comfortable spot.
Right.
So that's why I want to know from you. Do you have any tips, or is your husband or wife nail or fail at negotiating? And tell me why. Give me an example.
I'll tell you, you might be the master negotiator in the relationship.
Yeah.
Janelle's the only one I'd trust with a power tool.
Yeah. 92.